I believe this is a smokescreen of a conference which is not relevant to the needs of the people of Zimbabwe. The right platform and forum for discussion of diamond revenue ought to have been within government, under the framework of government in parliament. But parliament does not have adequate access to the diamond fields. This is just a talk shop where a lot of money will be spent, but without real results in terms of enhancing transparency, accountability, and clear structures and mechanisms for the smooth flow of revenue. So really, this is missing the mark.
Mr. Mavinga, we see that PAC has released a report today in which it is saying at least $2 billion worth of diamonds were siphoned out of Zimbabwe between 2008 and now. What is your response to this report, and what do you think should be done in Zimbabwe to make sure that diamond revenues in the end ultimately benefit everyone and every community?
Well, this does not come as a surprise, given that there is absolutely no transparency or accountability with regards to the local diamond industry in Zimbabwe. We had insisted as civics from early on that, look, there is need for clear mechanisms of transparency to ensure that the diamond revenue can be channeled to the Treasury and the Minister of Finance. But this has not happened. The companies that are mining the diamonds are not accountable or transparent. No one really knows what is happening. And therefore, this figure that is coming out now from the report by Partnership Africa Canada does not surprise us at all. It actually confirms our fears that the nation is losing out to individuals because of the lack of transparency and because of the shady deals that have been concluded as people got the various tenders to get access to the diamonds.